soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on January 19th, 2012. Today I'm going to talk about some facts. Then I'm going to prove the facts are true based on the It Is Written scripture. Then we're going to contrast that which is going on in the religious world today that violates the truth of the scripture. And lastly, the call of the Lord, how we're to respond to these things. The facts I want to talk about today is someone that knows Jesus Christ does not tolerate a preacher of a false Jesus. Someone that knows Jesus doesn't preach a false Jesus. Someone that knows Jesus doesn't preach a false gospel. Someone that knows Jesus doesn't come under the influence of another spirit. But the opposite is true. Those that do not know the Lord but know about the Lord do not hold to the standard of what is written. They don't hold to the standard to be separate from idols, from false gods, from other Jesuses, from other gospels, from other spirits. And it's very clear that Apostle Paul had prophesied these things would come to pass, that lying men would come in by stealth, secretly, privily, bring in damnable heresies that would even deny the Lord that bought them. And they would come into houses and take captive silly women that are laden with sin. That's why the Apostle Paul kept speaking about that we should have sound doctrine, that we should raise up faithful men that would fully know the Word of God, fully know, have studied the Scripture, and have followed Apostle Paul's example of his manner of life, and his purpose, his faith, and his persecutions, and the tribulations that he endured for the sake of the gospel. Now, the facts are about the gospel. This is Paul in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. So in these two texts we have the proclamation, the heralding, the declaring of the gospel and of the preaching of the cross, which is Jesus Christ himself came to take away our sins, to bear in his own body our sins on the cross, and for sin was killed, executed on our behalf, shedding his blood, and was buried for 3 days according to scripture, and was raised again from the dead according to scripture, and was seen by over 500 people. I'm going to read what Paul the Apostle said the gospel was. Many people talk about the gospel, but yet they never proclaim the gospel. Again, someone that knows the Lord proclaims his word, proclaims Jesus, proclaims the power of God. But people that don't know him don't. This is 1 Corinthians 15 and following. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. This is Apostle Paul's gospel. The gospel is outlined clearly. And I'm going to read to you from Galatians chapter 1. In that time, there were false teachers adding to the gospel. They believed in the gospel, but they would say you needed to be circumcised or you needed to do this or that, which is similar as religious institutions of today are doing the same thing. They speak of Jesus, but they also promote works. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Galatians 1:3 and following. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now listen to Apostle Paul, Galatians 1:8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Repeats it twice. Today, upon reflection, upon the meditation of reports of, I call them celebrity preachers, or pedestal preachers, prominent preachers, icon preachers, the ones that are held to be of great influence over Christianity as a faith, as a religion, as an institution. Famous men. How they participated in denying Jesus by their doctrines, actually saying and insinuating there were other ways to God. Contrary to what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's John 14, verse 6. Very famous people standing with Catholic priests, Catholic bishops that actually worship Mary, that actually teach that you're saved by works. That's another gospel. In recent meditation, the Lord was prompting me, you know, a dead man whose heart is not beating is dead. How dead do you need to be dead? How false do you need to be false? And that's the way we need to understand that when people promote a gospel that's false or another Jesus that's false, we're not to have any association, no partnership with that type of person. We are to be separate unto the Lord. The true church of Jesus Christ is to be the ground and pillar of the truth. So how can you have a church that is founded on falsehood, error, heresy, worldliness, idolatry, fornication? You can't. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Leaven spreads like cancer. It's a defilement. It's a corruption. It's a decay. So we have these pedestal preachers promoting worldly gospels. And this is what I wrote today. The gospel is the word of God. Religion is the words of men. It's imperative that professing Christians realize that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a religion. It's the power of God unto salvation that comes by way of the word of God that contains the message of God. Romans 1:16, 1 Corinthians 1:18. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God has already commended his love towards the world, ladies and gentlemen. He's already proven the world that he loves them, that he provided Jesus, the promise of eternal life. Before the worlds were began, Jesus Christ was crucified. He chose us in him before the great foundation of the world. But the sad part is men love darkness rather than light and refuse to repent and believe from their heart. The word of God declares that Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of the world. He bore our sins in his own body and was crucified, buried for 3 days as the scriptures record. And he was raised by the Spirit of the Father as written in the scripture. Jesus was handled and seen by over 500 eyewitnesses, also as written in Scripture. And by repenting in godly sorrow, having faith in this message of the gospel, one may be born again into a lively hope. This simple message of the cross of Jesus is the power of God, yet it is despised by the world and even the religious world. Today, in these times of the fulfillment of the words of Jesus, the prophets, the apostles, as recorded in Scripture, we have the apostasy underway. From this time, we can see that many of these big-name leaders in Christianity were actually enemies of the cross of Christ by way of their method, purposes, and doctrines that denied Jesus. Many of the pedestal preachers of our recent history have sought to blend the world religions into one. Yes, this is true. Realize that the gospel of Jesus Christ, by which a man may enter into the kingdom of God once being born again, is not just another religion, as another box of cereal on the store shelf. How's it possible that the leading, most famous celebrity ministries were able to stand side by side with other ministers that promoted another Jesus, another gospel, or another spirit? How did this happen, ladies and gentlemen? It's now evident that the majority of church people that have sat on the pews of institutional religion have not known the Lord in the depth that the Lord has called them. Besides not knowing Jesus personally, by personal interaction in prayer, hearing and obeying him, the masses of the church land have been ignorant of the Scriptures. And I don't mean ignorance of heavy, heady head knowledge. I mean ignorance of the basic pure milk of the Word of God, that's simple ABC basic. This ignorance stymied maturity in the church world by and large, and the wolves in sheep's clothing have served their master Satan quite well in removing this savor from the salt. That's in Matthew 5:13. The salt losing its savor is good for nothing, Jesus said, but to be thrown out and men trample them underfoot. The pew-sitting, quote, lady are saltless, savorless people that think they stand, but in reality are fallen. Consider the church of Laodicea, who was lukewarm, self-deceived in their assumptions. They were blind, poor, miserable, wretched, and naked, according to Jesus, but they thought they had it all together, Revelation 3:14 through 22. Now we have foolishly ignorant, worldly, sensual, devilish, religious masses and churches, but they will not be in the eternal kingdom of God unless they recover themselves from the snare of the devil that has deceived them by cunning, crafty words of men. I repeat here that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a religion. It is not just another religion among many religions and faiths. The gospel of God was ordained by God through proclaiming or preaching, as Paul the Apostle has stated, Titus 1:3. God has called his called out people, the church, to follow Jesus as their head. We are called to study the word of God and learn of Jesus. We must take his yoke upon us and truly serve him from a sincere, humble heart of love and obedience. God will keep these people as his remnant in the coming dark days of the beast kingdom. There's such a dichotomy between the scriptures and the religious Christian church world for the most part. The church world is identical to the world in so many ways. This ought not be so, ladies and gentlemen. God is commanding all men everywhere to repent and serve the Lord with gladness. Put away the flesh, put away the things of this world. You must decide whether it is the Lord Jesus that you want or is it religion that you want. You cannot have both. The icon preachers that stand as elevated gods to the religious world have, for the most part, deceived the people by their words and fair speeches, as Scripture prophesied. They've sought to please men rather than God. They have sought the honor of man rather than the honor that comes from God alone. This is why they became deceived. Now they are deceived and deceive others with their deceivings. But God is able to keep his elect that choose him and his words instead. Seek the Lord, seek his face, hear his voice, follow the Lord. It is Jesus Christ that gave his own soul as a ransom for many. It is Jesus that shed his own blood, bearing your sins and mine. It is to him that we truly owe our allegiance, not a fallen religious church world. May God grant you to come outside the camp and bear the reproach of Christ. May God give us entrance into the kingdom of God and of Christ. The sacrifice and the sanctification has been offered once already forever through Jesus. By our faith in the gospel of Jesus, God accounts us righteous. And from our hearts of faith, we believe unto righteousness. God changes his sons and daughters through his power, transforming us from the inside out. This is not a religion. It's no wonder that the majority of professing Christians are shallow in their growth in Jesus. The word of God is shallow in their hearts. And thus they risk Satan stealing the word that was once sown into their hearts. Others risk giving up their faith when persecution and affliction come. And yet others find the word of God choked by the lusts and things of this world taking root in their hearts. Matthew 13. Only very few will be saved, Jesus said, very few. But many, many, many shall be deceived and give up their faith. This is a serious time. It's a great time. Now is the time of salvation. It is high time to wake from sleep because our salvation is nearer than we first believed. Examine yourselves and be sure you have an authentic faith in Jesus. Not head knowledge, but real spiritual faith in Jesus dying and raising on your behalf. Why do you believe you have eternal life? Ask yourself this question. Write down your answer. If you believe you have eternal life by reason of anything other than the grace and mercy of God through faith, you are believing a false gospel. We're called by God not by our works that we've done, but by the mercy of God we have been called. Titus 3:5, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. The washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit of our lives in Christ is the very power of God. And again, the religious people that did not believe from their heart the true gospel have not had this transforming power of the gospel in their lives. And thus, they are still unregenerated people with religious mindsets that cannot save. They're still dead in their sins and the illusions of their corrupted minds. These are religious people of the flesh and not sons of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 2:7-10, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Here's a note. I wrote this exhortation today upon this grieving. As I was reflecting upon these influential false teachers that have had excessive influence on unsuspecting people. These false teachers have said that Islam is close to Christianity, for example. No. Islam is a religion that is not based on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that's contained in Scripture. It's a damnable lie of Satan, as is all religion. Only the Word of God is true. Only Jesus Christ is the truth. There is no other way to God the Father than Jesus Christ himself. There is not many paths to God, ladies and gentlemen. There is one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Other false teachers are promoting the serpent doctrine that man is a god. Not so. This is a lie. Note that there are cultists who believe the doctrine of the serpent who said man could be a god. There are New Agers, New Thought, religious science, science of mind, all believe that they are divine. There are those in Christian church land that also believe the lie of the serpent that they are gods. The Word of Faith movement holds to this doctrine, with many of their chief promoters such as Ken Copeland, Creflo Dollar, and Fred Price. And their disciples. Interestingly, there are signals that this doctrine of deification is creeping into the heretical splinter group of the New Apostolic Reformation as well. This group is entangling themselves with the things of the world and politics in the name of Americana nationalism through their false belief of dominionism. So this means that the occultic Satanists, the New Age, New Thought spirituality, has common roots of the original lie of Satan that was speaking in the garden to Adam and Eve, with those that also profess faith in Christ as the Word of Faith movement in the New Apostolic Reformation. Is this not absolutely, amazingly stunning? This is a horrible thing that Jeremiah the prophet testified how the religious system is corrupted from the priest to the prophet to the people. And what will you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah 5:30 and 31, Jeremiah 2:12 and 13. There exist today cult groups as the Mormon Church, which is founded upon the serpent lie, believing that God was a man who became God and men can become themselves a God. This is the serpent gospel. The apostate church world has chief leaders now saying that Mormons are Christians. Joel Osteen, Cindy Jacobs, a president of Fuller Theological Seminary, James Robison, and many others are fallen to such a degree that they are blinded to the truth of their error. Paul the Apostle commanded that believers in Jesus Christ are not to have partnership with darkness and idols, other gospels, other false doctrines. This is written in Ephesians 5:11, Romans 16:17 through 18, Titus 1:9 through 11. Yet too many blind leaders are leading the blind into this strange brew of heresy. Others teach doctrines that they should not for filthy lucre. They make a business out of merchandising the people of God and the Word of God. They handle the Word of God deceitfully, glory in their shameful fleshly enterprises. Their God is their fleshly worldly appetites and they mind earthly things. This is a dead giveaway for who and what these charlatan wolves are. That's Philippians 3:17 and 18. Run for your lives. Follow Jesus Christ. And I must say that in these coming days, the Lord's fury is against those who falsely teach the word of God. Read Psalms 50 and James 4:4. Read 1 Peter 4:17 through 18. So reading from the prophet Jeremiah 23:18 through 22. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I've not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I've not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Jesus Christ is fierce. He's loving and gracious as well, but he is the Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sooner or later, ladies and gentlemen, this will come to pass. Why not choose the love and mercy of God now instead of the fierce fury and judgment of God later? Again, this is written from my heart today on the grieving heretical apostasy in our day with false teachers, false apostles and false prophets, false gospels, false spirits, and even promoting a false Jesus. But they that know the Lord Jesus would never do that. Never. They would be offended. Because they know Jesus. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we need to speak up and rebuke them sharply. Apostle Paul was talking in Titus 1:3. He said that in due times, God has manifested through his word, through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. He talked about how doctrine is so important. Verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Verse 16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God is a consuming fire. And if we're going to serve God, we serve God his way. And unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And this is a warning to any person out there. You serve the Lord. Be led by the Spirit. And don't be about your own will and your own devices. Don't be executing strange fire before a holy God, because it will not be tolerated. The church world must submit and bow the knee to the kingdom of God in King Jesus Christ. God showed his love. He loves us. He's given us the scripture. He's given us the Holy Spirit to keep us. And God does have a remnant that will not bow the knee, that have not bowed the knee to Baal, to false gods, that are offended and grieved like Lot was grieved over the wickedness of Sodom. But how is it in the church world, in their desire to be relevant to the world, have forsaken the gospel and turned themselves into a social religious club, with the presence of the Lord is grieved and quenched? Have they not heard of Shiloh, where God wrote Ichabod, the glory has departed? Speak the truth in love. Be kind, tender-hearted, in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves, that God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. This is our hope. So today, I've stated the facts, that they that know the Lord do not align themselves with liars, with false Jesus, with false gospels, with false religions, but they stand for the truth. Why are people so concerned with the people that are lying, to protect the liars rather than those they're lying to? Because they don't know the Lord. God loves his people, and he doesn't want anyone deceived. Paul was amazed 2,000 years ago that the people would be removed to another gospel, which was not another, and receive another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. And the same is true today. And the marketing and the merchandising of the gospel and the turning of the Father's house, the house of prayer, into a den of thieves and robbers. They shine as men, but they catch men like birds and spoil them and defeat them. And there's a deliberate plot today to synthesize false doctrines into those that profess faith in Christ, to remove the savor from the salt where it becomes useless, to be thrown out. No power of God. No deliverance, no salvation, no help, but to be trodden underfoot of men. It's a sad state of affairs, but this is the reality of what's going on. And God is calling us to seek him. Seek not Bethel, seek not Gilgal, but seek the Lord and live. Apostle Paul was a transparent man of God. Broken. He loved the Lord. He served the Lord. He fully preached the gospel, not in words of men's wisdom, not enticing speech, but in fullness of power of the Holy Spirit, unction of the Lord. And this is what God's called us to do. Not to be silly, slick preachers. Not to be con men, hype men, marketing directors, but to be sincere men of God and women of God that fear the Lord and know the Lord. This is what God has called us to love the truth, to buy the truth and sell it not. These scriptures in Jeremiah 2, nothing's new under the sun. God sends Jeremiah because the time is coming when they had not turned from their abominations. The priests were corrupted and the prophets were lying. The people loved it so. go cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, says the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? God wants to know, what did he do to deserve this treatment? That's sad. Neither said they, where's the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt? God said, I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof, but when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests don't say, where's the Lord? The prophets prophesy by Baal, and they walk after things that are of no use. God's offended, ladies and gentlemen. Are you offended? Love the Lord. Serve the Lord. Come out of the false religious system. Follow the Lord. He'll show you how to worship him in spirit and truth. He'll use your gift to edify, to exhort, and minister to the body of Christ. But we will go through persecutions and tribulations as the false religious world merges with the world powers of rebellious government. And again, as Herod and Pilate and the religious leaders in that day, the elders, the chief priests, persecuted the Prince of Life and executed him, and persecuted the early church. So too, ladies and gentlemen, arm yourselves with this mind, that all that live godly shall suffer persecution.